Along with my good friend and colleague, Barb Ligoni, and our guests, we're going to discuss natural solutions for healthy digestion, or gas, GERD, and what is good for your gut. This is an important topic that impacts a whole lot of people. Here are the numbers for the U.S. alone. 60 to 70 million people are affected by digestive diseases, which results in 234,000 deaths and 1.9 million people disabled annually. And the price tag is $107 billion. So this is a big problem that is highly impacted by lifestyle choices we make, principally with our diet and exercise habits. Now, it's obvious that our digestive system is the gateway to our health. No nutrient passes into our bloodstream save for a healthy digestive system. And the lack of digestive health leads to an incredible amount of suffering. Now, we do want our listeners to keep in mind that the information on this CD is the opinion of our speakers and is not endorsed nor sanctioned by Shackley Corporation. So, Barbara, let's get started in helping people understand how to build and maintain their digestive systems in tip-top shape. Who's our first guest?
Thanks, Bob. And our first guest is Nidra Sar, who is a nutritional consultant from Elliott, Maine. Nidra is board-certified licensed clinical nutritionist. She has a master's in human nutrition. She's a member of the American College of Nutrition and the Institute of Functional Medicine, and she has been doing nutritional consulting for over 25 years, and she's a frequent guest on these programs because she has such a wonderful perspective about prevention and working on causes rather than treating symptoms. And so thanks for joining us, Nidra, and I'm going to ask you to begin, if you would, talking about the stomach and kind of walk us through how the stomach functions, where it breaks down, and the kind of dietary changes that you recommend.
Well, thanks, Barb. It's wonderful to be with you. And as we talk about digestion, most of us don't think about it until we begin to experience gas or bloating and heartburn. And the function of digestion actually is to break down those foods that we're eating into the basic components for the cells to use as energy, building materials, and catalysts. When we eat poorly or our digestion becomes blocked or sluggish, we then downgrade the ability of all of our cells to work efficiently. Now, stomach acid is vital to good health. The myth is you are what you eat, but in fact, you really are what you absorb. So hydrochloric acid in the stomach is especially important for breaking proteins into amino acids, and it is required for the absorption of calcium, magnesium, iron, and B12. If you've got improper absorption, that can lead to bone loss, heart problems, anemia, fatigue, muscle weakness, and neurological problems. So, Barb, you can see that this is really a critical component of good health. Does this morning routine sound familiar? Breakfast. You grab a cup of coffee with milk and two sugars, maybe a piece of white toast or an English muffin with jelly. Lunch, about a 10 to 15 minute hurry up and go event. It's quick foods, eaten on the run, under stressful situations, and you wonder why you're beginning to experience heartburn, known as acid reflux or GERD, and that's gastric esophageal reflux disorder. Whatever you call it, it's just not fun. It's that burning sensation in the chest that can extend to the neck, the throat, and even the face. It's worsened by bending forward or lying down. Why? Because there's a thick band of muscle that encircles the bottom of the esophagus. That's the tube that runs from the throat to the stomach. And that band is called the lower esophageal sphincter, or LES. Now, that's supposed to open only to allow food from the esophagus into the stomach. But it can become weak. Perhaps there have been too many large meals or too much weight that has put too much pressure on the LES. It might not close all the way. Then stomach acid backs up into the esophagus and the burning begins. So what are the triggers? One would be eating large meals, particularly within 3 hours of bedtime. We eat too quickly. We're eating when stressed. It's better not to eat than to eat when you're under stress. Wearing tight-fitting clothes or being overweight or pregnant, again, there's too much pressure on that LES. And then having a high intake of sugary foods, either candy, soda, or pop, whatever you call it, alcohol, cookies, muffins, cakes, pastries, In other words, foods that are made with white flour and white sugar, they produce acid that adds to the acid that you already have. In my clinical experience, I found that 95% of acid reflux sufferers have improved within 7 to 10 days by just omitting all white sugar and white flour foods, and that would include the carbonated drinks and juices. You want to cut down or eliminate coffee. And what we do is we replace those with lots of fresh fruit and raw or slightly steamed vegetables. I ask people to eat frequent small meals and no eating within 3 hours of bedtime. And then we suggest some stress reduction techniques, and if the acid reflux is really troublesome at night, then temporarily placing some 6-inch wooden blocks under the head of the bed really, really works well. So the whole idea is Tums and purple pills truly are not the answer.
So, Nidra, what you're saying is that so much of acid reflux, which we know is really a very serious illness affecting millions of people, is much more related to the kinds of food that we're eating in North America that are actually adding to the acid that the body normally produces, and that this is damaging the little door that opens and closes between the esophagus and the stomach. And that's how all this acid starts backing up and causing all this pain and really damage to the esophagus. And so simply by changing the diet, people can have a major improvement in this condition. I want to introduce now Kay Beers, who is a registered nurse who has a bachelor's degree in nursing. And I'm going to ask you, Kay, if you would talk to us a little bit about some of the products that Shaklee makes that bring a lot of relief to people who suffer from acid reflux, indigestion, the gas and bloating that Nidra's just been talking about. And this was something that you were dealing with before you were introduced to Shaklee, is that right?
Yes, I was, ever since I was in college.
And what were your symptoms?
Anytime I got nervous, which was every time I had a test at school, I would start having diarrhea, and then it would go to constipation and diarrhea back and forth, and I'd be hurting and cramping, and I thought that was just going to be normal for me. I diagnosed it as colitis, but to me it sounded a little bit more like irritable bowel syndrome. And then whenever I met you, we started on just a basic program, which was wonderful because I had those sinus infections so bad, and we were working on my immune system, and all of a sudden I realized I'm not having that colitis anymore.
So even just beginning to introduce the basic nutritional program, you started having improvement in all these areas of health in your body. So a good place for people to begin is with a basic nutrition program, which for Shaklee is something called the Vitalizer, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But in the meantime, when people are having the kind of discomfort that Nidra has just described, could we talk about a few of the Shaklee products that really can be very helpful for that? What would be your recommendations?
You know what my first recommendation would be was that stomach soothing complex from Shaklee. It's a combination of four herbs: peppermint, which has always been known as a stomach soother, ginger, which has chemicals in it that not only soothe the stomach, but also aid digestion by helping it improve the movement of the food through the intestine. The other two herbs that are in this product are anise and fennel. All four of these herbs have been used for centuries to help soothe the digestive tract. And they're so safe and they're so effective, and they really help to soothe that stomach. So if you're having things like gassy indigestion, bloating, and cramping, and you take the stomach soothing complex, it's almost an immediate relief.
And the nice thing about it is there's no dangerous side effects that come typically with the drugs. I'm reading from a note here about stomach soothing complex, and it says here it's frequently used for nausea, vomiting, indigestion, stomach ache, ulcers, heartburn, food poisoning, interesting, intestinal ailments, digestive disorders, diarrhea, dysentery, flatulence, and gas.
That's a miracle.
Yeah, it's great here. What else would you recommend for folks?
Well, I'm thinking about EasyGest because that's something that Shaklee has given us in the last few years that's made a big difference. EasyGest contains all five of those main digestive enzymes that are in our stomach to help us digest our food. And I know because of our lifestyle, our diet, our stress, we've decreased those digestive enzymes. if you take it right before the meal. Now you have digestive enzymes that are working for you, you eat your meal, and your food gets digested and can be passed on down to the intestines for absorption.
Excellent. And again, when we're under stress, the body shuts down the digestive tract to kind of redirect the energy, if you will, to the muscles and the brain. And they're suppressing those digestive enzymes and suppressing the digestive juices. And that's why initially people may need to use these products more frequently. But as we begin to get healthier, make these changes in our diet that Nidra's suggesting, it's interesting then that becomes just a once in a while kind of a product, but a wonderful one to have. I want to mention my husband began to develop a problem belching and burping whenever he would have red wine. We don't drink wine very often, and if we would be out at a wedding or something and he would have some wine, he'd get very uncomfortable. And he can take an EasyJest, and literally within minutes, it's gone. So as we get older, we don't produce these digestive enzymes sometimes as efficiently, and that can be a great solution. I want to go back to you, if I could, for a moment, Nidra, because most of the medications which we see advertised so heavily, the Prevacid, the Prilosec, the Nexium, and so forth, they're really designed to reduce the body's production of stomach acids. And yet, in many cases, when people have indigestion, it's not always because they have too much acid, and many times it's because they don't produce enough. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, and it's something that I've been finding over and over again with people. Instead of too much hydrochloric acid, as you said, many people are actually suffering from too little. So the parietal cells in the stomach are producing intrinsic factor that helps with the absorption of B12, and they also produce hydrochloric acid. But either people who've had a lot of stress in their lives, or as we age, those parietal cells often will begin to lose their function. So they're producing less hydrochloric acid and less intrinsic factor, and therefore we're just not getting enough acid, which would actually lead to the same discomfort as when there's too much acid. The symptoms are the same. It sounds like a paradox, but it's really, really true. Here's a simple test. On an empty stomach, 4 o'clock in the afternoon works for most people. Drink a mixture of 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar in a third to a half a cup of water. Then wait about 15 minutes. If you feel burning in your stomach, you're adding acid to acid. That's good. You've got enough. All you need to do then is just neutralize it with a glass of milk or a piece of bread and some water when you experience that burning. But if you don't have enough acid, you won't feel anything in your stomach. So you're going to wait another 15 minutes. If you still don't have any kind of burning at all, you need more acid. So how do you get it? You could drink a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar in a glass of water before your meals, or you can supplement with a HCl, hydrochloric acid tablet, with betaine. Get a good one from your health food store, and the good ones contain about 750 milligrams of betaine hydrochloride. Now, that can be a fairly short-term remedy if you change your diet, as we've recommended. The parietal cells will rejuvenate if they're not completely worn down. So, you know, as you're going along and you've taken your HCl tablet before your meals, then in a month or so, just take the apple cider vinegar test again and determine if, you know, you still need it or if you are one of those fortunate ones who've sort of healed themselves along the way.
Nidra, I have a question for you. About the EasyJest, it doesn't contain hydrochloric acid, does it, Nidra?
That's an excellent question, Kay, and EasyJest is a wonderful mix of plant enzymes. Now, they're promoting predigestion of the proteins, the carbohydrates, and fats in the upper part of the stomach before the hydrochloric acid and the pepsin are released. So it is one of the supplements that we recommend for digestion, but no, EasyJest does not contain the hydrochloric acid.
Okay, then what is the last one of the top 3 choices for people that brings them fairly immediate results?
Well, you were just talking about stress, and we have something called Stress Relief Complex, and that's a remarkable product that Shackley's given to us. It's because when we're under stress, one of the things that we make that's so damaging to our body is something called cortisol. It's like fire burning through our intestines. It's so caustic to us. And it's like fire burning through our circulatory system, too. So this cortisol is produced. And what Stress Relief Complex does is it blunts the production of this cortisol, so we don't have that damaging effect. The stress relief complex is also very unique in that whenever you're given a medication for stress to help to calm you down, to relax you, they're usually in the form of tranquilizers. And not only do they relax you, but you tend not to be able to focus as well and not to be able to concentrate. You can't think as clearly. But with the stress relief complex, it reduces that cortisol production. It also promotes alertness so we can focus even better and think more clearly.
Every time we evoke that stress response, it does tremendous damage to every major gland and organ in the body. And over time, you know, that takes a toll. Okay, let's direct our discussion then to the lower part of the digestive tract and the small intestine and the large intestine. And Nidra, let's go back to you and help us understand how that is supposed to function and where the breakdown occurs.
Glad to. The functions of the intestines are to, one, complete the process of digestion in the small intestine so that the nutrients can pass through that intestinal wall and on into the bloodstream. And secondly, to move the waste materials down through the large intestine or the colon and out of the body. Now, what I'd like to do is to give a definition of each one of the inflammatory bowel conditions, and then we can talk diet. Because while each condition is radically different from the others, the diet is essentially the same for all of them. In irritable bowel syndrome, you know, the kind of thing that you experienced, Kay, in high school and college, that movement through the intestinal tract is either too fast, really fast motility, which results in diarrhea, or it's too slow, which would result in constipation. Now, either way, essential nutrients are lost. IBS, or irritable bowel, affects 10 to 20% of all American adults, with 2 to 3 times as many women sufferers as men. There's a great deal of abdominal pain and cramping around that, and many people have had a severely restricted lifestyle. They have to build their lives around knowing where the next bathroom is located. Not exactly freedom for them, is it? So diverticulitis is an inflammation of the diverticulum, or the little sacs in the walls of the colon, and the underlying cause there is constipation. The hard, dehydrated stools are harder to push along, and the bowel wall has to work harder. Over time, that pressure on that wall can blow out portions of the bowel wall, which will cause little pouches to form. A high-fiber diet is really helpful in preventing diverticulitis, but those people want to avoid nuts and seeds because they can lodge in the pockets, and they can cause lots of pain and inflammation. I'd also like to point out that a lot of the problems with constipation are simply not enough water. People think they're drinking enough water, but they really aren't. So adding water can help so many of these conditions. Inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, refers to 2 chronic diseases that affect more than 1 million people in the United States, and those are ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Now, the most common symptoms of both of those are diarrhea, rectal bleeding, urgency to have bowel movements, abdominal cramps and pain, fever, and weight loss. Just know that there's zero tolerance for rectal bleeding. If you ever experience rectal bleeding, go to the doctor as quickly as possible. In ulcerative colitis, inflammation occurs only in the large intestine, the colon, and it's limited to the inner lining of the intestinal wall. That lining becomes ulcerated. It even sounds painful. In Crohn's disease, inflammation can occur in any part of the intestinal tract, all the way from the mouth to the anus. And Crohn's commonly affects the lower part of the small intestine and the colon. Whereas ulcerative colitis has got a continuous pattern of inflammation, Crohn's might skip sections in the intestine, leaving healthy sections between inflamed areas. And that's why you hear of people with Crohn's going in for surgery. The doctors just cut out sections, but if people don't change their diet, they're going to keep going back and getting more and more surgery. So diet is so crucial. The exact cause of IBD is totally unknown, but scientists believe that it can be a genetic factor. It can be caused by a malfunction of the immune system. And the body's immune system in the digestive tract gets turned on to fight an infection, but then it doesn't turn off as it should, and that'll cause inflammation. When we look at another bowel condition, we look at celiac disease, and that's got many of the same symptoms as ulcerative colitis and Crohn's, and that's an autoimmune disorder of the gastrointestinal system. And again, the body turns in on itself, producing inflammation. Now, for more than 50 years, doctors have pointed to gluten sensitivity as the cause of celiac disease. And gluten is that protein that's found in wheat, rye, barley, spelt, and oats. Oats don't contain gluten as such, but oats are often milled on the same machines that wheat and rye and barley are. So we really can't use oats for people who have severe digestive problems, and particularly celiac disease. Now, moving on to Candida, or Candida, depending which part of the country that you're living in, that's a yeast-like fungus that's normally found in the flora of the mouth, the skin, the GI tract, and the vaginal area. And when there's been heavy use of antibiotics or a high-sugar diet or alcohol, or even I found that some people had never had any of those, not a high sugar, not alcohol, but they have enormous amounts of stress, that yeast can overgrow then and crowd out the good flora in the GI tract, which will lower immunity. And it also can lead to a perforation of the intestinal wall, which is called leaky gut, and that's when those undigested proteins get out and circle through the bloodstream, and they can cause everything from arthritis to hives to eczema to headaches and all sorts of things. So increasingly what's happening is that we're pointing to gluten sensitivity as one of the major causes of all the inflammatory bowel conditions that I've just spoken of. So what we recommend is an elimination diet of about 2 to 3 weeks in length. What we're going to do now is eliminate all foods that contain dairy, wheat, rye, oats, barley, corn, coffee, tea, and chocolate. That's a big list, but you know, you can do anything for 2 to 3 weeks. So let's repeat those. Dairy, wheat, rye, oats, barley, corn, coffee, tea, and chocolate. Now, in 2 weeks, you can begin adding those foods back in one at a time with 2 days in between. And it won't be long before you'll discover which foods you're sensitive to. Your stomach, your whole body will tell you. What we say then is to avoid those foods for a period of 6 months and then retest yourself. And celiac disease, unfortunately, carries a lifetime need to avoid all those gluten foods, but most of the other conditions will benefit from a washout period of avoiding, whether it's gluten or dairy or, you know, chocolate or tea or whatever. And you might even be able to begin to eat those again in small amounts, just not every day. I found that I was sensitive to gluten, and I washed out for about 6 months and then came back in. And now if I have a small bit of gluten, maybe every 2 to 3 days, I'm fine. But if I don't, I will then start the bloating again, and I'll wind up with canker sores in my mouth and all of that. My body tells me, look, you can have a little bit. And as I always tell everybody, I'm a nutritionist that will teach you how to cheat, but I won't give you a license to steal. Every one of the digestive challenges we spoke of have a common foundation. They are inflammatory processes. And we are understanding now that inflammation is at the core of almost every single disease, from diabetes to arthritis, osteoporosis, heart disease, Alzheimer's, cancer, and probably lots of things that I haven't mentioned. So the eating plan that every single one of us would thrive on would be a non-inflammatory diet of low fat, high fiber, no sugar foods. That means lots of fresh fruit and vegetables, brown rice, non-gluten grains, soy products, fish, chicken, and wild meats like buffalo, ostrich, and venison, and lots of pure water. So supplementation is absolutely critical to the healing process along with this wonderful eating plan. And Barb and Kay, I've outlined some of these challenges. I've given some diet recommendations. Can you fill us in on some good supplements that we might want to use?
Thank you, Nidra. You know, as you were reading down the list of the symptoms of so many, it's a long list of intestinal illnesses that people suffer from, and we know that the numbers are in the millions, you realize that this has become a very serious problem for us in our country. And I understand that changing the way we eat when we've been eating a certain way for 20, 30, 40 years, when these conditions begin to appear, is not always easy. So there are a number of products now that we're going to discuss that really help address these problems as we are making those dietary changes. And when you read through the list of all the things we need to avoid, those carbohydrates that we have grown to love, and we are buried in them. They are all around us. They are delicious. They are tempting. And they literally are killing us. And I don't want to overstate that. I think it's really serious. We are addicted to them.
You're absolutely right, Barb, because what happens is that we are addicted to these things, and they actually set up what we call immune complexes in our body, causing us to be more addicted. Just as people become addicted to nicotine or whatever, we can become addicted to carbohydrate. And so is your Dunkin' Donut, is it worth it? Or are you willing to take a look and see what we can do? And inevitably they say, you know, I am. I'm going to change the way I eat, and I want to add those supplements in.
Let's walk through a few of the products that will really help them on their way to making those changes. And Kay, if you would help us with this list now, I know right at the top of the list there is a remarkable product that Shaklee makes called Optiflora. And people are hearing more about probiotics nowadays, and this is an amazing product. It has brought so much help to people. Would you talk to us a little bit about probiotics and why this particular product is so effective?
Well, I just love this product. And Optiflora contains the Acidophilus and Bifidus, which are natural good bacteria that are supposed to populate, of course, our intestines. And we've heard a lot about it, you know, from ads on TV now, because it's becoming so popular to understand that we've got to get those good bacteria back in our intestines. And what's happened because of our lifestyle, our diet, because of antibiotics, because of stress, that all decreases that good bacteria and changes the ratio of good bacteria to bad bacteria to yeast in our intestine, because that's what we have growing in our intestine. If we have the good bacteria in high enough quantities in our intestine, then we have good digestion, good immune systems, everything goes well. But whenever they're compromised and you have more bacteria and more yeast, then lots of things happen to our body, lots of inflammatory things, lots of immune system problems. And so this Optiflora that Shaklee gave to us just a few years ago, we had been wanting Shaklee to come out with an Acidophilus Bifidus product because we knew it was important. And they said when they came out with Optiflora that the reason that they didn't come out with it sooner was because when they tested products that were on the market, that Acidophilus and Bifidus just was not alive. About 5% of it was alive, they were talking about. And then that 5%, once it gets to your house and you take it, it has to get through that acid stomach, and even more of it is killed off, which is what happens even when you eat yogurt, I believe. A lot of it's killed off in the stomach, and some of it makes it to the intestine. But what this Optiflora, Shaklee has this delivery system that has triple encapsulated these wonderful good bacteria, so that it can go all the way through into your intestine and is guaranteed that it's delivering 500 million of this good bacteria to your intestine. And what a difference it makes in your life. So when you begin to repopulate with that, it begins to change the ratio of those other bad bacteria and yeast. Optiflora is a two-part system. One is this little tiny pearl that's triple encapsulated, nice and safe, and goes right through and delivers the bacteria. And the other one is a powder. The powder is the food for the bacteria, so that once it gets down to the intestine, you want the food to be there so it can eat it and grow and colonize much faster than it would if it didn't have that food.
Excellent. And anybody who has ever in their lifetime been on an antibiotic, I just think it's critical that they be on Optiflora. It's interesting to me, too, that when Shaklee put together their nutritional foundation program that they call Vitalizer, which is this 30-day supply of what they consider the most essential nutrients, they were able to get 80 nutrients into just 6 tablets. But they only had 6 tablets on this little daily strips of vitamins that you snap off. And so they had to choose very carefully what would be the 6 most important tablets to put in there that would encompass the most nutrients. And they chose as one of those 6 the Optiflora capsule.
And Barbara, what I found is that we have given the Optiflora pearl to infants as young as 3 weeks old that were suffering from real serious colic and projectile vomiting. What we do is we have the moms crush up the pearl and take off the outer covering, and then mix that up with a little breast milk or formula and put that in a bottle along with about an eighth of a teaspoon of the powder. And yes, we have to go through the stomach, but in the infant like that, they don't have any stomach acid. They're completely sterile. So essentially what that has done is turned those kids around so quickly. The mothers are just thanking us for helping reverse that terrible colicky kind of condition.
That's the other nice thing about all these products is they're so safe that you can even give them to very young babies. Let's go to the next one, Kay, which is Shaklee's Omega Guard, which is an omega-3 fatty acid product. Sometimes people refer to these as fish oil products. I think they're much more in the news nowadays. People seem to know fish oil is a good thing, but this is a particularly good formulation of it. Could you walk us through that one a little bit?
Oh, I think I can. It's Omega Guard from Shaklee. When we think about eating seafood like tuna and salmon, that's where we can get some good omega-3 fatty acids that are good for us, that are anti-inflammatory. But we also know that our seafood can be contaminated. And so Shaklee has taken 7 omega-3s, which is unusual in this supplement industry, for you to have all 7 of them together. And there is absolutely no contamination in there. So we get the goodness without the problems with it. And Nidra talked about the inflammation of the lining of the intestinal wall, and this helps to decrease that inflammation. So it relieves and soothes.
And the wonderful thing about these omega-3 fatty acids, not only do they relieve inflammation in the intestinal tract, as Nidra just described, they will relieve inflammation anywhere in the body. Plus, they do a million other things. It turns out that they are these precursors of things called prostaglandins, which you need all over your body. And it's interesting, as time goes on and more research is being done on omega-3 fatty acids, we find that initially all we knew about is that they were really good for the heart and triglycerides and the cholesterol and blood pressure, and that it had, you know, beneficial effects on all of those things. It made the red blood cells more slippery and seemed to reduce risks of all kinds of heart disease and strokes. And then we went on to find that there was another one in there, this DHA, that was great for the brain and the nervous system, and they now recommend it for women prenatally to take if you want to give birth to a genius. And now there's even some indication that it may help be preventative for things like Alzheimer's and dementia, because it's so essential for the brain. They're using it now for children who have learning issues and focus issues because it's so important for the brain. And most kids aren't snacking on sardines and anchovies in our culture. And so all the news is good about Omega Guard. It is an absolute godsend for people who suffer from some of the conditions that Nidra outlined earlier. Anything you want to add to that, Nidra?
Oh, I think it is probably one of my favorite supplements just for all of the reasons that you have described. And we do recommend it highly for little kids just because of that brain development. It's so, so critical. We've seen some enormous results with kids who've had developmental delays, and using the Omega Guard is really, really helpful. It's just a wonder nutrient. It's something we all need.
Let's go on, Kay, now to the next one. And you mentioned at the outset how important it was for you to begin getting nutrients into your body just with the basic nutrition program of Shaklee, where you're getting the multivitamin and B-complex, vitamin C, and so on. And because when there is distress along the digestive tract, obviously it affects absorption. And the digestive tract is the gateway for all nutrients to get to our cells, which is the only way that health is built or it's lost, is right there at the cellular level. So when there is problems with the digestive tract, we can get secondary issues in the body. And so it's important to get a good basic multivitamin and basic nutrition program. And so would you talk to us a little bit about our options there?
I'm glad you brought that up, Barbara, because we're talking about how we can improve our digestive process and improve our chances of absorbing. But if we don't have the nutrients there to absorb, then that's not even going to do us any good. So whenever I started a Shaklee program, which was a basic program, whenever I had sinus infections so bad and I couldn't get any better with the antibiotic, alfalfa was one of the things that I started on. And when I began to read about alfalfa, it not only was a natural decongestant, for my sinuses. But it's this plant that has roots that go 20 feet into the ground. So that's why the leaves are so rich in minerals and nutrients, is because it can suck up all those trace minerals from so deep in the ground. It contains itself some natural digestive enzymes in it, so it's really good for digestion. It also contains a fiber that actually decreases inflammation, and not just in the digestive tract, but even for people who have arthritis and other itises in their body.
You know, alfalfa was one of the original formulas that Dr. Shackley had produced, and people feel really strongly about how much they love that alfalfa. And it's very inexpensive. It's a little small tablet. It's interesting to me. People over the years have taken it for things like arthritis and lots of them for digestion. But it's interesting, they refer to alfalfa also as a natural deodorizer, because when people take alfalfa, they don't have bad breath, and it reduces body odor, too, because of the chlorophyll, I guess, in it. We don't even know how some of these mechanisms work, but that is a wonderful product. And you know what I liked about alfalfa? When the kids were little, you can crush alfalfa, and you can tuck it in a sippy cup and stick it in juice or something that children are drinking, and it's a great way to get green things to kids as we're trying to open their awareness of the wonderful world of vegetables, and it can help them a lot when they're congested and that sort of thing. Well, then the last one we want to mention as sort of a starting place for folks who are suffering from these digestive problems is the energizing soy protein or the Cinch shakes, particularly because we've got to get good protein into folks, and they may have difficulty digesting that. But as Nidra was mentioning earlier, what is particularly wonderful about these products is they contain no gluten, and they're very easily digested. So you want to just walk us through those a little bit.
Sure enough, the energizing soy protein or the Cinch, I think, are two fantastic products. Number one, if you have that shake at breakfast time, you're going to have a blood sugar that stays stable for the next 3 hours. In fact, we even know about the second meal effect, where it makes the blood sugar stable on through after lunch. So you've got something that's easily digested. It's not going to be hard on the intestinal system. It'll stay with people, and it will provide those good, easily absorbed proteins, giving relief to just about every condition again in the body. The other thing I'd like to mention is the fact that the Shackley soy is non-genetically modified. This is really key, because there's been so much controversy in the press about should we have soy, shouldn't we have soy. But you need to know that with Shackley, first of all, it starts out as non-genetically modified. Secondly, the process that they use to break that soy apart from the soybean is one where they use water to wash it to release all of the isoflavones, as contrasted to many soy proteins that have an alcohol wash, and that completely destroys the isoflavones that are so necessary for bone health and, again, digestion and all of the wonderful processes in the body. So there is a difference between Shackley soy proteins and other soy proteins on the market. We really want you to know that.
I want to make sure now that we cover the special needs that come with candida yeast infections, because they're so common. They're common in children, they're common in women, they're common in men, because of the kinds of foods that we eat here. I want to at least talk about where somebody starts if they suspect that they have overgrowth of candida yeast. And Kay, maybe you could just talk a little bit about the role of Optiflora and garlic there.
Yes, and you know, we talked about the yeast growing in our intestine. One of the things that yeast is sensitive to is garlic. Garlic acts like a natural antibiotic, and it will target the yeast to kill it. It also targets bad bacteria, and I'm not sure how it does this, but it seems to leave alone the good bacteria. So that's all in our favor. But the garlic that Shackley has made is the good essence of the garlic. The things that work in the garlic is right there in that tablet, but without the odor. Shackley has made it in such a way that the garlic is released farther down into the intestine so that it's not right there in the stomach and produces that garlic odor. It also has peppermint in it to reduce that odor. But I love the fact that on a program of reducing that yeast in our intestines, we can take the garlic to kill it. We can take the Optiflora to then repopulate the good bacteria for our intestine.
Excellent. And while we don't have time to go into the details about candida, it's amazing. It doesn't just cause digestive upsets and contribute to irregularity and gas and bloating and issues like that. In the digestive tract, it has a whole host of symptoms that can affect reproductive issues, from uterine fibroids to cervical dysplasia, issues that affect the brain and the nervous system, including depression and headaches and migraines and things like that. It even can affect skin and acne and so on. So candida, if it really gets bad and starts migrating out of the intestinal tract, can really have a lot of additional effects. So just be aware, it's a very good idea when we start reducing those refined carbohydrates, and we begin adding the healthy nutrients, the Optiflora and garlic, we start keeping that in check, and you'll see a whole lot of other things clear up. I think we mentioned a little bit, Kay, about addressing the importance of helping people address those cravings, and I just want to mention here quickly, Shaklee B-Complex is absolutely a godsend for me. That was the one. If I don't take B-Complex, I find I'll start having cravings for sweets or carbs mid-afternoon, maybe, or into the evening. There's a product called Glucose Regulation Complex that also is very helpful for helping the little receptors on our cells to receive insulin and blood sugar in a better way. Our whole Cinch program, that is the Cinch Inch Loss Program, those shakes and many of the products that are part of that have fiber in them that help to regulate blood sugar. That helps the energizing soy protein that Nidra spoke of. And once again, just eating and snacking on veggies and dip, and making really delectable, wonderful salads that have a variety of textures and color and flavors, that when we eat foods like that, it really reduces our cravings. So Nidra, we've talked about stomach soothing complex and stress relief complex. Have you found that your clients have good results with those?
Oh, absolutely. It's been such a help for people, particularly with the stress relief. And I was thinking, as you were talking, about one of my clients who's a very accomplished surgeon, and she'd had a lot of stress in her life and had tried the stress relief in her daily time, but decided one day when things were really crashing at the hospital that she would try that stress relief product before operating. And she said it was amazing. She said, my whole attention was much more focused. I could concentrate. My hands were steady. I really, really appreciated having that product. And I knew, because I had tried it in my daily life, that there was no bounce back. I didn't have any drowsiness, no fatigue, no after effects. And she just couldn't say enough things. Well, if a surgeon will use stress relief, I think the rest of us might benefit from it.
Even though stomach soothing complex says stomach soothing complex, you've also found that people have had relief with that for the lower intestinal issues too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we get ourselves all tied up in a knot, we really need some things to help us just in that gentle, easy way, and the stomach soothing complex can do that so, so well. You know, Barb, I was thinking that we've talked all about gastrointestinal issues, and we really want to just lift up very briefly bariatric surgery, because that's becoming more prevalent in this country as a way for extremely obese people to lose weight, and we know that for some people it is really the only answer. So while it can be very successful, we want to lift up a couple of considerations for them to make it even more successful. The importance of supplementation just can't be overstated. When these folks are just eating those tiny little bits of food, they can't get enough nutrients from the smaller foods that they're eating. And in addition, they're just not absorbing them as well. So all of the supplements that you talked about here would be so helpful for them. I think the whole Vitalizer program has been one that my bariatric patients have loved to adopt, because it's there, they can use it quickly. It's something that, you know, they can take through the day if they want to, or they can take it all at once. And the other thing that I really want to lift up, because I don't think it's very well known, and that is that bariatric specialists at Mass General Hospital in Boston are cautioning their patients to avoid any carbohydrate beverages or alcohol, because what they've found is that prolonged use of those carbonated beverages can erode the opening into the stomach, and it actually can enlarge it back to its original size, Barb. So very soon then the patient begins to regain weight. They don't understand why. This is not a good result. So just that little kind of comment I think might help people who might not otherwise know that.
Thanks, Nidra. And thank you, Kay and Nidra, for your input and your expertise on this. I know that this affects so many folks, and actually the answers may be simpler than people think. Making some adjustments in our diet, emphasizing those vegetables lots more, reducing those refined carbs, moving toward the everyday supplements of the Vitalizer and one of the protein shakes, the breakfast shakes, the energizing soy protein or cinch is an excellent place to start. And then when we need temporary relief from the discomforts of these digestive disorders, we have some wonderful options, the stomach soothing complex, the EasyGest, the stress relief complex, alfalfa, certainly Optiflora and the Omega Guard. These are all great places to turn to begin the road to healing and health. So thank you all for joining us.
Thank you, Barb.
Thank you, Barb. You know, the benefits of taking charge of our health make the difference between dragging through the day and bounding through the day. And for me, I'm more than happy to add those supplements to make that happen.
Well, Barbara, that was some mighty powerful information. And now we have some people who have had some practical experiences in their life that validate what we've just been talking about. So who's our next guest?
I'd now like to introduce Joan Wilkins from Somerset, Massachusetts. And Joan, as I understand it, you suffered from irritable bowel issues for about 11 years before you were introduced to Shaklee. Could you tell us a little bit about what you were experiencing up to that time?
Well, I used to move my bowels between 10 and 15 times a day. I had very little control. They were not solid bowels. In addition to that, I had a lot of cramping ahead of time and very poor health because I was not absorbing anything, and the lack of absorption was giving me chronic colds, chronic cough all year long. It was kind of miserable. And at my worst, I weighed 75 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. And this came, I think you said, after you went through a very stressful period in your life.
Right. I had gone through a divorce. I had three small girls. They were 10, 8, and 7. And I was self-supporting on very little money.
Oh, my goodness. So, and so somebody introduced you to Shaklee at that time. And what were the products that helped you the most?
Initially, back then, we started with Vitali and soy protein, which improved my health and slowed the bowels down somewhat. But any stressful situation, it was like no stopping. It was like, forget it. You're just going to have one right after the other. But my health did improve, and it wasn't until they came out with Stomach Soothing Complex that I found a little bit of relief, because it was also creating anxiety attacks, because everywhere that I went, the first thing I looked for was a bathroom.
Of course, right.
So that slowed things down even more.
Mm-hmm.
But if I came across a really stressful situation, it would just activate again. I had it sort of controlled, but not completely, until Optiflora, the stress release. Oh, stress relief has been a marvel to me. And using the Stomach Soother Complex and the Omega Guard, those four turned things around for me so that I have solid bowels. I have gained maybe almost too much weight, actually. Then I have to worry about not gaining so much weight. And I am feeling marvelous. I don't believe that I've had a cold now in 2 years.
Oh, my
God. So I've got a lot of things under control.
So,
I take all the Shaklee products, actually, but, you know,
right,
those four, I think, were the most important.
So you use that whole range of the Vitalizer nutrients.
Oh, yes. And I also use Nutriferon, absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And today, you're relatively symptom-free?
Pretty much, yes. I've got solid bowels. I usually use the cinch once a day, so that adds to the fiber in my system. You know, by having it, like, for breakfast, and then I have, you know, my regular meals, I can eat just about anything that I want. Unless I get really crazy, of course, then it'll activate, too. So I do, you know, I do need to be reasonably careful with my diet, because certain things make it a little bit worse. But for the most part, yes, I have it under control.
Isn't that wonderful? Thanks so much, Joan.
Barbara, I've known Joan for almost 30 years, and I can certainly attest to the extraordinary impact these products have had on her health. It's just so heartwarming to hear that story. So who's our next guest?
Our next guest, Bob, is Derek Bemis, who is from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. Derek, you had a really difficult time with Crohn's disease as you were growing up. Could you tell us a little bit about your history starting when you were little?
When I was probably 10 or 11, I think is when I really started to notice. I had a lot of problems with abdominal pain, and going to the doctor at the time, they would tell me that it was cramping nerves or stress or something. Just kind of pushed it off and never really did too much about it. I think it was probably my late teens as I went into high school and later into college that I really started to get a lot more severe pain. That's when everything really started to go downhill.
Go downhill. And what was your diet like at that time, Derek?
Typical American kid, teenager diet. Junk.
Okay. And so when you were finally diagnosed with Crohn's, how old were you then?
I was about 28.
Uh-huh. And did they start you on medications at that time?
I had gone to the doctor probably a year or two prior to being diagnosed. They weren't able to tell me what I actually had. They initially thought that it was an ulcer. I had two or three different medicines at that time, which one seemed to do less and be less effective than the one before.
Mm.
And it was probably about 93 that I had a GI bleed.
So that's pretty serious, a GI bleed.
Yeah, I had lost probably, they said about 2 pints of blood.
Oh, my gosh. And as this is progressing, what was the lowest weight that you got down to?
The lowest I was at was about 107.
And your normal weight is?
155. That's my ideal weight right now.
Okay. So you were down to 107 pounds. You've lost a couple of pints of blood and the
right.
GI bleed and so on. And you're on 4 or 5 drugs. And were there side effects from that?
Yeah. I would get muscle cramps in my hands and my feet. I remember one time that I was out hammering on a fence, and I came into the house, and Christy had to pry my fingers off of the hammer because I couldn't let go of it.
Let alone the pain of that.
Right.
Okay, so fast forward to the good news. So then you read a book that got you thinking about maybe a more nutritional approach.
Right.
And that's when you met somebody who was from Shackley, and
right.
they started you on the products. And where did you begin?
The initial regimen that I was set up on was Liquid Leaf. And that helped me tremendously just right away. Eventually, we added a lot more supplements, but that initial Liquili was a big boost to me.
So that was one of the Vitali products that was in liquid form because we figured you'd absorb that well. And then what were some of the other products you went to from there?
As we went on, I picked up calcium and vitamin E, and I was taking a couple of B-complex, as well as some alfalfa and EPA.
EPA, our Omega Guard today.
Right.
And that was a big one for you, right?
Yes. That one helped a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's certain ones that I would not do without right now.
After you started on this regime, how long was it before you were starting to feel better?
Within a week after the Liquid E, I noticed improvement. And as I gradually added some other stuff, probably a month, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my first normal bowel movement, I think, in probably 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. So within a month, your intestines were starting to operate properly. And then when did you go off the medications?
It was shortly after that. After the month, and I saw such an improvement, I wanted to start backing off the medicine. And I would say within 2 months, I was probably totally off the medicine.
Mm.
I went back to the doctor for my checkup, and he had seen such an improvement in me. He couldn't believe it. And then he asked me what meds I was still on, and I told myself I'm not taking anything right now. He was just kind of looked at me with a big blank stare on his face, like, you're not on anything. I told him that I was taking supplements and showed him what I was taking, and he said, well, you're doing so well that I can't recommend you change anything. He had mentioned that he had done several surgeries, but he has never seen a turnaround that fast and that profound.
Oh, that's great. So bring us forward to today. So you're still symptom-free and you're off all the medications. What do you consider of the nutrients that you take now are helping you the most today?
The Optiflora is probably the biggest one right now. I notice a definite difference if I don't have that. That one, I couldn't be without. The Vitali is a big contributor.
Mm.
Omega Guard. and EasyJust is always good to have around when I need it.
Did you try other vitamin products before you started on Shaklee?
Yeah, I had tried some drugstore vitamins, and I hadn't noticed any improvement from those at all. I think that the Shaklee products were a big improvement to anything that I had at any of the drugstores before that. Oh, I just want to mention that I'm running quite frequently now, too.
Really?
Yes, and I'm hoping to someday soon here be in a triathlon.
Good for you. Boy, that would really be very symbolic of how your health has returned.
Yeah.
There was a time when you could barely walk. You felt so weak. And to be able to run in a triathlon.
That's my goal.
It's a great goal. Good for you, Derek. Thank you.
Sure.
Boy, Barb, that was a terrific story and so encouraging. As we do this work together, I'm always struck with how simple the changes are that people make. Adding a few supplements, changing your diet a little bit. Here's a person who now can live a normal life, look forward to his life, as opposed to living a life where you have surgery after surgery with no real hope for actual recovery. So, magnificent. So, who's our next guest?
Our next guest, Bob, is Marilyn Garopolo from Dwight, Illinois. Marilyn, it was some time ago that you were having a lot of digestive problems, and tell us about what were you experiencing at that time?
Well, I was diagnosed with fibroids when I was in my late 40s. Then I went the route of looking at things natural because they wanted to do a hysterectomy, and I didn't want to do that. I met with a woman that helped me with my diet, and I ended up being diagnosed with candida. And I had that about 93% of my body was filled with candida. Mm. And my symptoms were a lot of bloating, gas, irritable bowel. I did have some, like, acid reflux.
So all the digestive problems.
All the digestive problems, yes. Uh-huh.
When you had the indigestion and the acid reflux, what did you find was most helpful for calming that?
Well, I started taking EasyJust, and that really would help. And I also started taking alfalfa. I would do that like a little bit before I ate on an empty stomach. And slowly but surely, that started clearing it up. When I'd have like an acid reflux where your meal would just sit really heavy on your chest at times, I would use the chewable calcium magnesium. Mm-hmm. And I just love that.
And that would bring pretty quick relief?
Yeah.
Once you were diagnosed with the candida, you then changed your diet a lot.
A lot.
And then that also then started to clear up not only the upper digestive issues, but the,
lower.
Well. And then what did you emphasize then in your diet?
Eating raw vegetables, a lot of vegetables. You know, really getting creative at making fresh salads. Gave up drinking during meal and only drank between meals.
And then what did you eat for your protein foods?
Well, I used the energizing soy protein. Mm-hmm. I could have a limited amount of red meat, but mainly chicken and fish.
So you shifted your diet, and were there specific vitamin products that also helped stop the craving for the sweets and the carbs?
I added like the Daily Fiber Crunch to my salads and soups, and then I also would take the fiber tablets. The glucose regulation complex was great. B-complex, you know, because that helps on your sugar craving.
Yeah, that's the best one for me.
And made me happy.
It makes you happy.
Right.
That's good.
Right. Through this also, I used Optiflora, which really, you know, helped with the growth of the candida.
And then because you had it so extensively, you actually had to take some of the herbal products that help kill off the yeast. And then fast forward to today, how are you feeling today?
Yeah, I'm good. And, you know, what was amazing is to go back to the doctor and get the diagnosis that the fibroids were gone.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
So the fibroid shrunk, and then what happened to the digestive issues?
The digestive issues, I mean, I have to still be very careful of what I eat because we can get so quickly back into the snacky foods and sugars. And I can tell when I've eaten out a lot, because then that bloatiness and gas starts coming back.
Then what do you take if that happens?
I still take the EasyJust.
Okay.
I still do Optiflora every day and alfalfa.
So you found a way to maintain a healthy gut with that.
Yes.
And your diet is 90% good now.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. So many people suffer from digestive problems. Imagine every time they eat, they have pain. And so to know that there are some natural solutions to this is really encouraging. So thank you.
You're welcome, Barb.
So our next guest is Barry Washington from Tampa, Florida. Barry, it's great having you on the show with us here today.
Thank you very much. I enjoy it.
I understand that about 10 years ago, you had a little problem, and your wife helped you with it. Tell us about that.
Anything I ate, after I got through eating, I would have a severe case of acid reflux, burping so bad that my wife would actually leave the room because it would make her sick. And Roxanne has been taking Shaklee for about 30 years. And one day, you know, she got fed up with it, came in and threw some vitamins on the table, and she said, look, start eating these before you eat dinner. And what she'd given me was 10 alfalfa, EasyJust, and Optiflora. And I would take that before I'd start eating, and when I got up in the morning, she'd make me a protein shake. And I really never took vitamins in my life. I would say within a month, I noticed the acid reflux seriously diminish. I mean, it was like almost down to nothing. And within 2.5, maybe 3 months, it was completely gone. We're out eating, where we'd go to Thai food, go have Indian food, go out for sushi, spicy Mexican food, and to this day, I have no acid reflux whatsoever.
That is absolutely amazing. So it was just a couple products, alfalfa, Optiflora, EasyJust. What other kind of benefits did you experience?
More energy. I actually lost weight, which is good. Just everything about me changed. Like I said, I've never taken vitamins. No one in my family's ever taken vitamins. And when she was giving me these things, it was like, look, I don't need these. None of my family takes them. I don't need them. The next thing you know, I had more energy, more awake, more alert, feeling a lot better, dropping weight. It's just everything that she was giving me and everything that we were doing was just helping, making me feel a lot better.
Barry, that is absolutely fantastic. So 10 years later, you're a happy user and probably continue on for a long time in the future, right?
Oh, definitely. I use it. My wife, Roxanne, uses it. My daughter, Maya, she's 5, and she takes her protein and vitamins every day. And if she doesn't get them, she's like, Mama, where's my vitamins? where's my vitamins?
Oh, so great. Well, bringing up the next generation, right. Well, Barry, thank you for spending your time with us today. Excellent, excellent information.
Thank you very much.
Well, Bob, what a delight Barry is, and what a difference it sounds like Shaklee has made in the entire family.
Well, it certainly has, Barb, as it has in the lives of so many people. So I'll remind our listeners as we come to the end of CD, get a hold of the person who's given you this presentation and see if these products can do as much for you as the folks we've heard from. So, Barb, it's always a pleasure working with you.
Thanks, Bob, and we wish everybody good luck and good health.
Proceeding is copyrighted K&E Productions. Unauthorized duplication is prohibited.